Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast, live from the Band Cave on today that is Tuesday the 12th of February, 2 days away from Valentine's Day. Have you the raid lined up?
I have the raid lined up, but sure, tell you what I haven't done is bought a present yet now.
I forgot.
Is that fucking headphones? There we're better. Is that... Oh, it's come loose.
What?
There we go. Oh, so my headphones
just fucking push it on in. Push it on in.
I'm working the night of Valentine's Day, you see, so...
Where are you working?
I me and herself have agreed we don't like Valentine's Day. It's a corporate shell, and so we're just going to try anal for the crack.
Is that a restaurant in Belfast?
It's her turn.
Have you been to try anal? It's beautiful. The pasta's gorgeous.
It's tapas.
Lebanese? No, she's into dicks. I ate Lebanese the other day.
Who's she?
No, I just the style of meal.
Oh, yes, of course.
And falafel, I believe it's called.
Up in Botanique.
Botanique, yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
And I'll tell you something. If you like beige, and I know you do,
you'd love it. I had Lebanese in Derry one time, or London Lebanese, and Derry. And it wasn't nice.
This is basically hummus, bread, some beef, and a tomato. Yeah. So, I mean, if you were in the desert on Camelback, it would be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious!
On Camelback.
Anyway, I'll tell you what, we'll play the intro and we'll come back and we'll plug an important thing, okay? Yeah. And that's not my buttocks. Now, of course...
So there'll be no plug in the world because I'm going to close that.
Tell you what, no. Fuck's sake. I mean, listen, we'll chat about it after. Oh.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver.
It's far too long.
Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
And Mickey Bartlett.
And Mickey Bartlett. I should make one with your name in it as well. I actually did for the live one, remember? It went, yeah, this. And then it went, and Mickey Bartlett!
Did it, you know?
Yeah, do you remember? I don't think it worked live.
I think it was with the live podcast. I'm very often full.
I'd say 9 times out of 10, I would be stoosh bags. We're back. We've got a new background. It looks like a wall, but it is a wall.
It is a wall.
But it's actually just a wallpaper. Or papier, as the French would call it.
Yeah,
Wall papier. Mm. And it makes us look...
Papier de fort.
Because normally what would happen if we were both wearing dark jumpers like we are today, if we had a black background, we're basically just like two floating heads. It's not exciting. It's not busy on the eye.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it to be busy.
Yeah.
So we got this backdrop.
Colin's having a stroke.
We got this backdrop.
Brickwork black backdrop.
Brickwork black backdrop. And that happened, and then also the tickets for the live General Banter podcast went on sale.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Fuck it. I really did fuck about this morning, didn't I?
Glad to watch you.
the tickets went on sale. It's going to be mega.
It is. I can't fucking wait.
Because the General Banter podcast ticked over 1 million DLs, which is dick loads.
That's insane.
So we're celebrating. By drinking fucking my waddy.
Aye.
Out of a Magners glass. Shout out to Magners for making me make videos for them all that time ago, and then I couldn't give all the fucking stock away because ain't nobody drink no Magners.
Shout out to my waddy as well for just being a delicious treat.
I would love to be sponsored by my
all
waddy.
The fun of juice but none of the calories. Actually, no, it's all the fun of all the taste
all
of
the
water.
Fun of juice, no teeth.
All the taste of water, but
without the responsibility owning teeth.
Aye.
So yeah, it's going to be exciting. You know, we'll probably buy more sex toys. We'll go bigger and better every time.
I think we should.
To the point where like, it'll be like the 100th episode and we'll just be fucking each other.
How much do you think it would cost to get someone to make a life-size fuck doll of one of us? I mean, it's a lot of latex.
Oh my God, they'd be just fucking... imagine the session where they make the mold. And they're just like, we're going to run out of plaster pads.
There is no room for salad.
There is no room for salad. There is definitely no, there is definitely no room for salad. Hey, are you happy enough with the front? We do not have enough material. I don't know why I'm Spanish, but there is not enough material to go around the back. I tell you what, we do tits, belly, cock.
Our small cock.
No back, face, head, legs. We can't. It is a time issue at this point. It is 1st of March, then it is time pressure.
We are running out of fake hair for the crack of the asshole.
There's only so many stoats you can kill.
You had to scalp more babies than the Red Indian, and we had no...
You know, at this time of year, it is just a matter of how many dead badgers we can find. They're protected, but if you find a dead one that has been pre-deaded...
Also, we find very difficult to replicate the smell of shit. Without using actual shit.
But we're playing around with it because it's not just raw shit. It's more like we got parmesan and we got parmesan old meat. It's kind of a fusion.
Sprouts.
We got sprouts, wet carpet. We got old meat and we got, what was the other one? Parmigiano.
You ever see a dry smelly tree? One of those...
You know, sometimes when you clean a dog's ear, it's the same smell as that, but we replicate it in a crack.
Have you ever had an infected belly button? It's insane.
Fuck.
All plasters. Eh?
You see, oh my God, it's disgusting. Sometimes we put the plaster pads in, and when we remove the mold, the infection will follow. But in fair play to the big man, Mickey retained direction for 4.5 hours.
It's no killing.
All we did was show him 80s karate movies and...
It's the smell of a hospital bed. That's me fucking ready for the
night. Oh my God, that's fucking gross. But yeah. I wonder, I'm going to look it up. There's bound to be a thing called like custom sex dolls or something. Custom sex dolls. Yeah, we're the custom sex dolls from Draper's Town.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sexo lover dolls. There was the guy that I was at a wedding there at the weekend, and the guy who was like the, what would be like the, what's the term? Like host, usher? What do you call a guy like keeps the whole thing running?
The master of ceremonies?
Aye. He was of the, now that is a child.
That fucking is a child.
You know, and that's a child.
Jeez, get off this quick. We're going to jail.
The only thing keeping us safe is, you know, this girl with the giant tits. You know, look at
that
her.
That is fucking insane.
But yeah, imagine. On young children's sex. Oh, no!
Yep.
That is... How is that...
That's fucking insane.
How is that legal? I typed in custom sex dolls. The first thing that comes up is sexo lover dolls. And then...
Was there not a fucking thing about that where...
And then fucking...
The whole like, point of... Because it's a fucking Chinese thing, yeah? There were like the...
Little girl sex... What enough? No, it's in a mixture. It's in a setup of like... You can get like lifelike doll and then there's a black doll with fucking giant tits and exposed anus, but... Oh, bro.
That's fucking insane.
Okay.
But there was...
going to jail.
Was there not a whole thing about that where they were like...
Like what about the internet?
Their attitude is like, yeah, but if you have one of these dolls, you won't fucking actual little kid. Isn't that good?
Oh, I mean, that is murky waters. See when you
crazy Chinese cunts.
Oh, fuck my neck. See when you wander into that thing of like...
X out of that altogether and you want that Google search. That's fucking terrible.
Now, what a will. Just a fucking
doll. There's not an awful lot of things that scare you and I on the internet, but that was... a bit moochass.
But that was such on the surface level of like...
Like, right on the homepage?
Yeah, it was a sponsored ad. Dildud. But yeah, that was like one search, and you can buy a fucking child sex doll.
That's fucking insane.
I might have to start this podcast again. Are we going to jail?
I don't think...
No, I mean, it's...
Yeah, we didn't search for that.
But that is murky waters. See that thing of like... Can you be attracted to children because of something horrendous that happened to you when you were younger? And I watched a documentary about it, and we've talked about it in this podcast, and I clicked on it, and I was like, of course he has a hook hand and long hair and bald.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, can something happen to you, and your brain is fucked up, and you're like, I'm attracted to children. And there's people, when you watch these things, they're like, I'm attracted to children, and I know that that's absolutely terrible and illegal, but I'm not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean... You're like,
yeah, because wasn't there a bunch of people that were getting like chemically castrated and all that sort of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that
like,
was one of the dudes. Yeah. Guys, yeah. What does that mean? Like they just pump you, they give you like a ton of estrogen or something, and then you're just
I don't know what you're the fuck set, it is. I don't know how the
or it just kills all the testosterone in your body and stuff. Or what the
fuck? See, for a long time I always thought getting chemically castrated was just fucking like a vasectomy, but it's
dip your bollocks in acid.
Cut your dick clean off.
Oh. I don't know.
It's it must be yeah, there must be just some sort of hormone they give you that stops any kind of sexual fucking.
Yeah, it would be testosterone probably. But that's why like mature. Let me see. Oh look, someone's making fidget spinners with an earth in the middle. Hey, get a job.
There you go.
Dildo nunchucks. $75, bro.
It's my birthday coming up though, so
for fuck.
If anybody wants to get me a present, nunchucks that look like dildos.
Dildo nunchucks. I mean, talk about knocking the wind out of yourselves with that fucking bullshit we just witnessed.
Yeah, that was we probably shouldn't have went from that to dildo nunchucks straight away, to be honest.
No, we should have. You know, we get back on track.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You fall off the horse. Yeah. You get right back on
you
track.
You pick up your sexy martial arts weapons and you just
carry on. Have you been doing any martial arts recently, Mick?
Have you been keeping up the Muay Thai? I haven't been able to do any Muay Thai for a while. Big Phil's moving to Thailand soon, so I just thought I'd let him at it.
Oh, fuck my neck. Yeah, instead of holding him back and being like, Phil, you got to stay here for my 1 hour week.
Like, what are we going to do? Do you know what I mean? The UFC, you're ringing Dana White's all, listen, fucking Mick, come on. Wise up, fuck him, please. Come on. That's my impression of Dana White.
Maybe we're going to fight Kevin Gastelum at the weekend there whenever...
But then his ma called him in for his tea, so...
Rob Whittaker dropped out with a hernia.
As I'll hold my coat, I'll fucking scrap him.
Did you watch Anderson Silva fight with...
Caught a wee tiny bit of it.
It was like a goddamn computer game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he did that. I mean, that's more like Anderson Silva's thing. And you do that to Anderson Silva and he's like, all right. But I was very impressed by Anderson Silva because everyone thought like, oh yeah, he's a fucking, you know, he's the Isle boy now. He's going to get his fucking shit kicked in. And not the case at all.
I went to full...
Went to full dist and he was moving around and fucking luring him in and making a miss and everything. And your guy was like, oh, I nearly hit you. And he's like, nah, you didn't. I made you miss me, basically. And then he was getting a bit cocky and then he would fucking just jab your mouth. And he was like,
take
okay,
that with you.
This guy's fucking serious. I mean, He's not like the best martial artist of all time for no reason. Like,
aye.
He's always dangerous. I loved it. I enjoyed the fight a lot.
It was a real clinic
in striking movement.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you there? I was going to say something. Oh yeah, I want to talk about this wedding. I was at the weekend. Shout out to Julie and Johnny. Got married. Respect.
Uh-huh.
In the Galgorm. Beautiful scenes.
Lovely.
Beautiful dinner. Beautiful music.
I must say, you looked fantastic. I was going to write this on Facebook. There's a photo of you and Maureen, and I thought it'd be too rude, but it's maybe the one time that Maureen's been punching.
Well, I don't know what happened.
Like, because the photo you were up, and I was like, fuck, look at Colin. Like, I'm showing people.
Then, of course, I had a wang. Well, here's what happened. Like, I was getting dressed. Or no, I went shopping the other week. And I was looking for a shirt for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up buying two shirts just because, and then I wore none of them to the funeral. So I had a dark navy one and a white one. I was like, that white one's pretty sweet. But it was one of them ones with a wee short collar. So you're supposed to like wear, button it right up,
uh-huh,
which doesn't really suit a big fat
cunt. Like,
you know. So also the neck is just impenetrable. And I tried it on briefly during the week. I was like, Maureen, you gotta look all right if I just wear the shirt with the blue jacket. She was like, yeah, I'm wearing blue. It's gonna look really good. She wasn't even paying attention. And then on the day, I was gonna wear my Red Wings, my boots. I put the Red Wings on with the fucking chinos. And she was like, don't wear those. And I was like, I thought we cleared this outfit 2 fucking days ago. Huh?
Wife.
Coco. So I put fucking pair of bullshit brown shoes on. And then I just put the thing on. I was like, is that all right without a tie on? She was like, yeah, it'll look grand. And then this is me walking around with just the chinos and the shirt on,
aye,
which actually looked pretty sweet. But then I put the jacket on. We get out of the car at the Galgorm. She goes, are you not putting a tie on? And I went, no. And she goes, oh, you should have. That doesn't look good. And I was like, oh, thanks.
I thought you looked fantastic.
And then someone shouted to Anna. She was like, Colin, a lot loving the outfit. And I turned around more and I was like, see?
See ya.
Sometimes Maureen, I'm like, I don't know if she has any taste or class at all.
That's...
You know, if you're like walking around IKEA with her and she goes, look at this. And you're like, no, we won't.
That's a lava lamp.
No, we won't.
He's got a lava lamp.
No, but there's one down at...
There's no point in having your own house if you don't have a lava lamp. I have one in my room, in my bedroom, if you want.
But is it used for lava lamp purposes, or do you like it because it fits in your butt?
It doesn't fit my butt, it's massive.
There's one,
and you know more than anyone, I've got a tight wee dumper.
There's one in Bourne's parents' house, is literally about fucking 5 foot high. Have you seen it? If you want it for a party, you have to start it like 4 days before.
Oh, really?
And then it's all blah, blah, blah.
Oh, lava lampy.
Lava lampy. Lava lampy.
Lisa lava lampy.
So anyway, I'm at this wedding. I know they're pretty hardcore Christians. But there was a girl in the band. And as... It was a fucking nice setup. You know, the band was just there. And then they got sort of married in the middle.
Aye.
It was fucking nice. But big Jesus fans. And as the minister guy was talking, he's in the Lord, you know, fucking blah, blah. And he gives us these choices and all. And this girl just kept going, yeah. And the Lord will forgive it. Yeah. Yeah. And which is cool. It's enthusiastic. But like I think she was in like autopilot. So she would say it for nothing. And now we're going to join us at the front for a communion. Yeah.
Maybe she just has Jesus for Andy Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, fuck, 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 dick, fuck. Just like,
yeah. It wasn't yeah. It wasn't yeah or yes. It was like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
And of course, all I was doing was there's about four cameramen. And I'm just eyeballing the gear. Like, what's going on there? What's that for Sony? Is that the
A7? What up a 4K?
Oh, you've got it on the fucking the gimbal. Underslung, sir. Underslung.
Fucking underslung gimbal. Fuck me.
At a wedding,
a fella I used to play a GAA with.
Jesus Christ.
A big Sammy underslung. Fucking... Gimbley Bill. Bill. I don't know. I don't know anything about.
And then, you know, sometimes I do forget, and this is Diva statement of the year. Sometimes, Michael, you forget
who you are.
That you have millions upon millions of hits on the internet. And people are like,
I mean, cumulatively.
People, you walk in. Oh, not one video. Do I have a million hits? McCann.
You jammy, big headed.
What's that disease that. Hold on a second.
Gigantism?
How do you spell Chihuahua? There's one for the fuck. Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua brain disease. There's a thing that like... they get this disease and their fucking head's swollen. Brain swollen. That's what Aaron has. Hydrocephalus. Hold on.
Sounds a bit close like water syphilis.
That gives them big fat heads and googly eyes. Where is it?
Click images. Can't believe I'm going to teach you how to use the internet. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, they get this thing where their head's fucking enormous, bro.
Fuck, they're cuter like that.
Oh yeah, no, the people do read them so that they have that, but they're like absolutely, you know, art-hearted. I love a Chihuahua, fuck it, I like them.
I like all pictures, but I love a dog. Love a dog.
But yeah, you'd walk in and people would be like, you know, adjust themselves in their seats and be like, what the fuck's this guy doing right here? You know, because they were all from Risharkin. Which brought me, I was telling everyone that story about you doing that gig in Carrick. And you were like, oh, imagine Liam, this is years ago, and it was for the fucking Key Vipers, wasn't it? I just went with you. The biker gang in Carrick Rangers Football Club.
Me?
Yeah, it was me and you.
And keep talking.
You did a joke about, you were like, oh, imagine if Liam Neeson was for Balmain. And then you were like, I will find you and I will kill you. And someone went, that's not Balmain, that's Risharkin.
Oh, that was, yeah.
I love when fucking people like in the country just try and distinguish between two shitholes. You know? Oh, we couldn't go around there and all, it's a different parish and all. You're like, what do you mean parish? It's a fence.
Aye.
It's three cows and a fence.
It's the same shop. You just go to the same garage. Like,
yeah. And if you go 10 miles down the road, people just go, you culty bastard.
Aye.
Oh my God.
Aww. You all buck your cousins? That's not necessarily true. I forgot about that. Fucking how long ago was that?
Risharkin! I don't know. But
there was a guy and a girl, wasn't it?
That were heckling you?
Aye.
Yeah, I think so. That's Risharkin. But strangely enough, you thought you were going in, you thought it was going to be like fucking, you know, Sons of Anarchy. And they were lovely.
They were lovely, yeah.
So there you go. But, what the fuck else? Oh yeah, just boys were getting more, you know, as the day went on, they'd have a few more pints and then they'd get a bit more bold and then they were just like, and then the fucking woman that was taking the photo, she was getting fucking selfies and then some fella was like walking around, he's like, Blender! I fucking tweet you later, you cunt and all, and shouting at me, and I was like, lovely behaviour at a wedding!
God bless you.
I was taking a piss, there was so much piss around the floor that literally my 2 feet were sliding apart and the bogs were packed. And this guy was like, fuck, I'm laying it all fucking, I hear him slobbering me, whatever, he can fucking shove it up his arsenal, I'll fucking have words for you later. And I was like, I'm sober at a wedding here.
Aye.
I'll fucking I'll put you in the boat. Do you know what I'm saying?
I went out on Saturday night, which I've never do. And the amount of like, it's weird how fucking, like the amount of shit you or I do separately or together or whatever. The amount of people going, are you Barry's mate?
Oh yeah.
Are you friends with the blender?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Obviously, I'm going. Yes, I am.
There's a million. Yeah, we do a million podcasts, a million posters. Most posters we're on fucking together if it's a Belfast game.
And I'm still just Barry's friend. I'm Barry's best man, actually.
Well, in fact, if you know, at least if they learn your name, it's going to be your fucking real name.
Mike Litteris. Mike fucking vagina.
Either blender. Let me show you this video. So basically, I think this is, you know, I dare take a crack and say that he's a traveller fella.
Oh.
And there's obviously been scandal about him bucking some girl, and he's swearing on a Bible with a priest here that he didn't. Now, Facebook, play this song. Here we go.
Richard, parish priest here in the parish of the Assumption of Ballyfermot. And William O'Donnell is here and he's going to make a statement with his hand on God's word, the Bible.
Right, I put my hand in this Bible here today that I never slept with no girl in any hotel. I wasn't with any girl in the hotel. The accusation made against me is all lies and basically this lies never happened. And whoever said that you have a video, send out the video because it never happened, so it couldn't be a video. And I'm sorry to my wife. I love my wife. I want to start out my marriage. I don't want to walk away from it. I love her. I'm sorry to Tom Lennon as well that I put you all through this. You'd be very good to me. So I'm sorry that I had to put you through this. I should have cleared this up last week.
Now I'm going to give William a blessing to end. The Lord be with you. Heavenly Father, we ask you in your goodness to bless William and his family. Keep them united and safe. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I don't want no trouble. I just want to get my wife back and start out my marriage.
Now, the cunt's fucking...
Father Richard.
Aye, without a doubt. Like, so for 15-year-old fucking child bride.
For sure, travellers. Like, I don't want to fucking finish the Keith Tate trees and get back in there and fucking, you know, take the wife to fucking M&D's theme park.
There's so many of those videos with travellers you do expect him to be like, once he's finished the blessing, and I'll tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to come down there, and whoever said to me to get a video of me booking somebody,
I'll fight her fanny.
I'll fight.
You bring her fanny.
Everybody.
I'll fucking fight her fanny.
I'll bait you around the head with a Bible.
Oh, he's having a fit.
He's biting me, buddy. He's biting me.
I love that. I mean, there's most of Ireland are probably so religious that they'd be like, oh, well, Jesus Christ, he must be fucking, he must mean it.
Yeah.
Fair play to him.
God bless him. He's trying. Oh, just wobble. I might have to go and do another piss this month.
He said, what is wrong with you? Diabetes?
It's because I had a coffee fucking too early in the morning.
Parish.
What did he say this time?
He's here in the parish of the Assumption of Ballyfermot.
What the fuck was
the
all that?
The Assumption of Ballyfermot?
What's the Assumption?
You from Ballyfermot? It has been assumed.
That's an assumption, but you have to be corrected.
It's for sharking.
I'll tell you something. I was in there and apparently there's video of me booking a girl doggy style, but I tell you what, there's not because it didn't exist.
Real
specific, but then
yeah.
There's video of me fucking whipping her over her butt and sticking her in her mouth. Yeah, but I tell you what, it doesn't exist because I wasn't wearing a fucking Celtic hat. I wasn't.
They were saying I was fish hooking her. I wouldn't do that to anybody. I don't believe in it. I catch a fish, I put it back.
I wouldn't even fish hook my wife.
I swear in the Bible.
And then he touches. I was waiting for the priest to touch his head and he's like, no, suck my cock. I'll give you forgiveness.
Now you know you've been a bad boy, don't you, William?
Forgiveness lies at the base of my cock, if you want to. Suck that
for you. Want to assume it. I do need a piss, right? You might. Can you deal with this? I go fucking have no slash.
100%.
Good man.
I'll just chat.
Talk about me.
Chat amongst myself. There was literally diabetes. Like, he's going for a piss. Full blown diabetes. There was an interesting story there that happened in Belfast. Where some chimps got loose in Belfast Zoo. Now, the videos are hilarious because the chimps were loose and, you know, people were looking at them. And they're like, fuck, stay back, Darren. Darren, stay back, or whatever they were saying. And it was hilarious because whenever I used to work in the zoo, no bullshit, I used to work in the zoo, and they had miscounted the chimps one day, and they thought that one got out, and they'd have freaked out less had all of the lions got out. Do you know? They were like, oh fuck, chimps are out. Absolute lockdown. So that's what they did. What? Just come in. Come in for 2 seconds. Are you telling me something? Oh, good. Sit down beside me for till Mickey comes back. I was just saying about whatever. Maureen, swapping shifts. Mickey's pissed 3 times since he got here.
Yeah, he just ran in the house saying I've got the bladder of an old woman.
Diabetes. I was just saying whenever I worked in the zoo, when they miscounted the chimps one day and thought that one was out, you'd have thought there was like 20 ISIS members with bombs strapped to them. They were fucking freaking out. Have you seen this video?
Dangerous, isn't it?
Have you seen this video?
Yeah, I did see that.
And they're just like, Darren, get back.
I know, I thought it sounded a bit chill too. And the kids are, and the wee babies are crying. It's so sad.
Maybe if they're so used to seeing people all the time, they're maybe not that aggressive, but like...
Mickey, we don't need you anymore. It's, yeah, that's, you know, once again, I've replaced you in his life, so...
So you got the tickets, Maureen? You got tickets, Maureen? How many?
Two.
Two.
Thanks for what?
Brian Cox.
In a suite? In a suite? Yeah. Brian Cox in a suite? Are you just going to buck Brian Cox together? Is this what the new married thing you're into?
Hello, Maureen. Maureen and Colin, I'm going to talk to you now about black holes. Now, if you could please pull your ass cheeks apart, Colin.
Why am I pulling my ass cheeks apart?
Because you've got a black hole. There you go, Maureen. It's the dense dying star in your husband's asshole. I say I'm a dying star because I used to be in D Ream.
Oh, here we go. Milky Way.
Oh. Sorry. Thanks for... How did you get on?
I was trying to talk about these chimps. Now, this is the third time I'm going to say this.
Oh, the escape pansies? Why weren't they called that?
Doesn't make sense.
The escape chimpanzees.
When I used to work in the zoo, remember I told you they miscounted them one day and they thought one was loose? And honestly, I said to Maureen, it was like ISIS had raided the place. They were like, get in the fucking building! There's a fucking chimp on the loose. They were like, this is the most dangerous shit that could possibly happen.
They're fucking mad bastards.
Oh, crazy. There was literally one day where they were like, oh, there might be a tiger loose, and no, everyone was like, nah, fuck it, it'll show up.
Aye.
But there was one day there was a chimp loose, and they were literally like batting down the hatches because these motherfuckers are crazy. But listen, I love how cash these people are.
Ding.
Ding.
It's okay. What, fucking kids with them? Jesus Christ.
We're going, kids. It's okay, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Going and telling you.
Stay there, dude.
Stay there, Leo.
No, that's crazy. Like,
that's fucking cunts that don't know what's going on.
I don't know, but what?
I suppose if you run like, fuck,
yeah, but what the fuck can you do? You know, like they were probably there, and then just were like, is that a fucking chimp? Do you know what I mean? I mean, see it.
Did I hear it just went back in itself?
It probably did. I mean, there will be a slight like institutionalized, vibe with it if they
like that guy from Shawshank. Like, I can't take a piss unless someone tells me to do.
Yeah, can I take a piss, boss? But that's the thing. Like, they, you know, they get fed in there, they sleep in there, so they probably would go back. But see, at that point, I'd have fucking gunned it.
Aye.
I'd have down that hill. I'd have sprinted.
And they've clearly like they've figured out. Fucking legends, like. Hey, boys, we're putting their stick against the wall. We're going to climb out the fuck. They did that themselves, the branch, didn't they?
It's skipping! No, it was windy and the branch fell in, I think. I want to say. Is that not the story? Built a ladder to escape. Maybe they did, I don't fucking know. Like, but.
Ding.
Yeah.
Where's Mum?
Down there.
Is it skipping? You better tell somebody!
Fucking right.
Fucking right.
The child's only one with a bit of fucking sensor.
The chimps rip your dick off and eat it!
No, they don't love
the fucking dinner and say it! Eat monkeys live! You said me!
I just wasn't Joe Rogan's podcast, Dolly, remember?
Good job, I weren't a fucking nappy! Fuck dick! Fucking mad bastard!
You fucking. You suddenly do something! You're not even supposed to have me out of the house today!
I know! No wonder you're the fucking door! You don't even know if chimpanzees are fucking saying!
What talent do I have growing up in a world like this? You're not even scared shitless not to get rid of chimpanzees.
Is this Planet of the Apes now?
It's escaping now. Fuck's sake.
Fucking unbelievable. I was going to say something there. I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh yeah, did you see did you watch that video that I tagged you in last night on Instagram?
I don't think so.
The baby?
Oh, I couldn't. It was like fucking 4 a.m. when I saw it. Was it just a big giant fart, was it?
No. I can't believe you didn't watch it. Even based on the fucking, the tag that I put on it. I wrote, hold on, what the fuck does this say? Oh, that's bad. What? It's amazing that people come in from night shifts and watch fucking a podcast.
Right.
That's a vlog, actually.
Oh my god!
Watch it, Sars.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I swear to God, I sent that to you, Begley, and Aaron, and I was like, and Aaron wrote back, and I was waiting for a big fart or something. I was like, I have never laughed as hard in my life. There's a fucking toddler. The caption I sent these was fucking 18 Stella and a kebab, and the baby's just standing there, and it just goes, it's got that like struggling face, like, and then its arse just goes, like it's literal, the shape of its nappy just goes gunk like that. Like it just filled it.
That's fucking brilliant.
Have you ever had a baby shit, not shit on you, but like shit while you're holding it or something?
Yeah, my wee nephew. Like, but
it sounds like
a few loads. Like,
it's crazy. Like the fucking the power comes.
You just
out.
Feel this, like,
or sometimes you'll just like, I don't know whose baby I was holding, and it just it went like, and then just went, and I was like, oh, a baby just got heavier. Take that.
Yeah, my nephew does it. Like, even though he's only 2 weeks old, he's like that.
Oh yeah,
and then just and like, baby's broken.
Yeah, take away.
I don't want that.
Not my responsibility. What the fuck else was I gonna talk about? Chimps in a zoo.
Have you talked about Liam Neeson?
I might have done last week. Well, let's open the floor up to Liam Neeson.
Tell us the problem is he's darky.
I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with what he said. It's like he was being very honest about how he felt at the time.
Definitely.
One of these black bastards. But like, that's actually a very fucking noble thing to do, is like be fully honest about something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, how would you not be, you know, it's like if you relate a bad experience to anything, you're sort of like, you're like prejudiced against it forever, near enough.
Yeah.
It's like, if you fucking ate out of one Chinese restaurant and I give you the shits really bad, you would be like,
stay away from Chinese food.
Like. Yeah, you'd be like, I don't really like Chinese food because of a bad experience. Yeah. It's like fucking perfectly normal. And the fact that it's unbelievable that he would, like, you know, be able to talk like that, I think.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, that's how I felt at the time.
And what he said was, he went out, he was so angry, he hoped a black guy would start on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't that he wasn't going out looking for a black dude to fucking...
No, he wasn't like lynching people.
Yeah,
like
he was out hoping somebody would fucking say something so he could just get the fucking rage out.
Yeah. I don't see the fucking problem.
Yeah, that's that covered then.
To be able to chat about it and move on is actually fucking...
You think the John Barnes thing, when he talked about it, I thought was really... Did you see that?
What did he say?
He basically said, like, all Liam Neeson did was address how, like, the media had, at the time, black people, they were just spending against fucking black people that... I can't remember the exact words, but it was basically like... Like, all black people do bad shit.
Yeah.
So all he did was address what was happening at the time.
Yeah.
And the spin the media puts on other things.
Yeah.
I'm not wording that properly, but you know what I mean? He admitted to... in the end of the day, he didn't actually do anything, did he?
No. But that's the... the worst part of it is like, we can sit here and talk shit about it, and neither of us bothered to watch, like, the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, did you? The whole interview? You see, Well, there probably was a period of time where it was just like the societal thing was like, oh yeah, these black people are dangerous and they're fucking taking over and they're, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Which is not his fault, like, that's...
Oh yeah, definitely not. Like, and I mean, if something like that fucking, I suppose, especially when it, because I think it did happen in Northern Ireland, didn't it? Did it?
That instant? No, I think it was London.
Oh, was it? Oh, then that's fucking way worse.
Way worse there. Way worse there. What other shit? Did you watch the Grammys? No?
Nah.
No. But they were given off, weren't they? Apparently Ariana Grande was raging that Mac Miller didn't win.
Does she not hate him?
No, she used to go out with him, like, but then he died. But I think she's still quite
fond
of him as a person.
Aye.
You know?
Aye.
But he had his demons.
Oh, well, sure, don't we all?
And by demons, I mean...
Drugs.
Meth.
Meth. The silent killer.
He's talented. Talented wee bastard. There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah, plenty of demons too. Can't put my foot out of the blanket at night times.
She's just shaving her legs.
Up the thighs too?
Now, I just watched this by accident, but like, I mean, what's this relationship going on here?
Here.
Do you reckon that's an old dude with like young sort of hot but like heroin addict girlfriend who's like shaving her legs in the back of a scooter?
I was in, we were in a bar on Saturday night and saw an old man who definitely had employed the services of a sex worker.
Oh yeah?
Oh, without a doubt.
Any photos of that shit,
man? Like, no. I was trying to, but he was like, God love, like just a brutal fucking, like big, do you know, like a big fucking gap in his teeth where you're going, there's no reason for that not to be fixed.
Yeah.
Just like, do you know when you say it, like in his fucking 60s, fat, like band t-shirt, fucking, yeah. And then this fucking girl turned up all over each other and you're like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Unless you've got the biggest hog in the world
there's
and
some
a fuck ton of money.
There's some sort of fucking arrangement going on. Yeah, it's fucking weird that I remember seeing. Sometimes you see a bunch of shit and you're just like, sometimes you feel sorry for people or something. Like I seen a girl, and it was in Larne, and I told the story before about the guy getting out of the car steaming.
Mm-hmm.
When we were there, no, what am I talking about? I'm losing my fucking mind. Do you remember remember the guy parked the car?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steam? Do you remember the couple? They were part of a couple.
Uh-huh.
Like the dude was a fucking about 65, just stumbling all over the place drunk, and the girl was like, not like full banging, but like pretty.
Aye.
And just quiet and like, oh Jesus, I'm not fucking dealing with this shit again. You know, and you're sitting there and you're like, I actually feel sorry for you right now.
Yeah. She might not have been his fucking partner, but maybe his daughter or something. Either way.
Why was she sucking his cock? I don't know. Yeah, it's fucked up. Oh, it's fucked up.
When I was in Australia last year, there was a girl came to the comedy club with one of the comedians. And they were on a Tinder date, apparently. And then throughout the course of the night, when we were all sitting drinking, she told us all she was a sex worker. And I don't know if he was on a Tinder date with a sex worker. Because in Australia, it's kind of, it's a legit job. You know, like,
oh yeah, you can be a prostitute for
an escort or whatever. Or if he full-blown hired her. But lovely girl, all the same.
Oh well, I mean, charm is probably part of the job description. Oh.
I mean, it cost £10 to talk to her, but
just and I had to do the wanking myself.
It's a nice, there's no girl, you know.
What'd you got, Nate? I mean, there's probably a fucking, it's like a legit service.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were able to just legally pay for someone to pretend to fucking like you for a second, I think it probably works for a lot of people. Like,
yeah,
you know, Jim Jefferies thing, you know, taking his fucking disabled, taking his disabled fucking brother or mate or whatever it was to like a prostitute. You know, that's a fucking, that's God's work. Aye. That's God's work.
Yes, indeed it is.
Now this is
very Christian.
This is a very sad video. Someone's got a fucking C63 Mercedes and they go to pull it out on a test drive and a fan hits it, bro. Look at that. That's like what, like the estate version. That's like my ideal car.
Aye. And it's the staff of the car wash. Does the customer know that it took a car?
Hold on, I'd personally kill that. Is it a car wash? Oh, it is a car wash? Oh my god, I didn't notice that. So the guy's doing a valet and thinks he's going to take this C63 for a spin. Oh, I was driving along one day in my little Mercedes,
uh-huh,
which is actually the same shape as that car, but that one's a wee bit more done up. And a C-63 went past me like a fucking fighter jet. It just went... And it literally, like, it didn't even make sense how quick it went over a hill and round the corner. I was like, what the fuck's going on there? I
often get that when I'm flying along in the Ford Focus.
In the Ford Focus, the Blue Bullet.
1.6, the Millennium Falcon, sir.
Millennium Falcon.
What I do is, Colin, I haven't changed the tires in over 3 years, so it just slides around corners.
Every time someone points it out, you're like, the slicks, boy.
That's it. Wouldn't what I would call road legal, but...
got the slicks on.
If
you want to go side roads...
If you look at that ring mirror, you'll see that's taped on wild tight. I'm down to get a new car.
What would you get? What would you go for?
I would actually go for another Focus. I just like those... Like those cars.
The new Focuses are lovely. See that? I don't know what year it is. It's like 2009 or 8 or something. Like the RS, the green ones and all.
Fucking class.
I would love that. There was... Right, fuck off. You know what I'm getting real into at the minute? There's a channel on fucking... I don't have one open. On YouTube called Petrolicious. And it's basically like... features with different dudes in different cars, but see cunts like this, like he's got a fucking, what is it,
Volvo?
Yeah, like a sleeper estate. So he's like, and the guy's like, okay, so it basically looks like a basic Volvo, yeah, but in under the hood it is like a 6.5 liter engine. And the guy's like, if this is my daily car, the fuel consumption isn't too bad, and so, you know, I can fit my trials bike in the back and my fucking surfboard,
and then
and it looks like a standard, what you call, station wagon, but it does 310 miles, yeah, miles per hour.
I remember seeing that. Was it?
Oh, that, sorry, see something like that. I would love something like that. Like an older, like that's a 1994 Audi RS2. You probably couldn't get one of those, right, actually. But like, you know, like four-wheel drive.
I don't even know that. Let me see what it looks like. Oh, fuck.
But it's like, this guy bought it and said he just kept it from you, and it was €63,000 in 1994. That's class though, isn't it? For the snow and everything.
Remember seeing like a...
Because we get a lot of snow around here for me to be fucking raking about.
But I mind watching like an episode of Top Gear where they had those sleeper cars where they had put like fucking supercars up against them in drag races. Do you ever see that one?
Against what, sorry?
So they put like a load of supercars. No, so like they had a Lambo where I think there was a... Like the Porsche GT3, isn't it?
GT3 RS or... Yeah.
Right. The Coretta. And then a bunch of these fucking... So the cops in somewhere in Las Vegas basically had this thing where it was like... They had souped up a cop car and were like, we can just go drag racing at a fucking... At a racetrack.
Yeah.
To try and stop like teenage kids going out and fucking...
Yeah.
Racing the streets. And yeah, tons of sleeper cars and you just see them fucking completely chewing up supercars. Like just fucking...
There's a bunch of fucking cars that look like regular cars that would eat your asshole out like... Sometimes even when you see a fucking... Like an actual cop car over here with the stickers and all on it, like, so it looks like a cop car, but it's like an RS6, you know, when they hit the lights and you just go, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
My ex-girlfriend used to have, she had a, like an old Mondeo ST, or RS even. Is it? No, ST, isn't it? It's the other...
RS? I have no fucking idea.
But it was like, it looked like it was just like a black cop car, and it was a fucking flying machine. And I don't drive very fast, but Jesus Christ.
But there's so many fucking, you know...
It's the same with your car, though. Your car does... You're going pretty quick in your car, and it doesn't feel like you're moving.
No, the car... Mine's not... Like, I deliberately bought mine, because it's a bit... Like, it's only a 1.8.
Yeah.
Like, the old one was 2.7 diesel, but it was, like, so thirsty. So the miles are way better in this, and it's bigger and everything. Like, I'd like something like that,
aye,
which pretty much is my car.
It's a newer model?
No, it's the same model, but it's the C63 version.
It's a Mercedes
So it's the same fucking shape and everything, but it's like... Just got like... The devil under the fucking bonnet there. I remember Shane told me one time, his dad said some car went like shit off a shovel, and I can't stop saying it. But yeah, there's so many cars. See like that? You know, like that newer fucking...
Aye.
That thing would fucking shite all over any fucking like supercar probably that you would get. It's crazy.
I'm a big Audi fan myself, I have to say.
I would like one of those sort of slightly older Audis just as a collector.
I like the wee two-door ones. The wee sort of, is it the RS5 wee coupe?
It's not that way, like the.
It's big, but it's a 2-door car, like.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can just get the coupe version or whatever. It's just me and you looking at cars now. I don't know. There's just something about Mercedes. I just really like them.
I also still always want to have. If you've got one for sale, because I know they go cheap. That fucking Hyundai coupe, purely because it did one up in Need for Speed Underground 2 on the PlayStation. And I've always dreamed of having one.
You could probably buy one today for about fucking 800.
You get them for about 1500 quid. But it would be a complete another waste of money because they've stopped making them. So even like getting parts and stuff for it would be a fucking nightmare.
Like, that's literally the inside of my car. Yeah. Which, apart from the flat. I mean, that's how you know you're in a good car. The bottom of the steering wheel's flat.
Aye.
But like, my sister's husband has an Audi and I was in it. And I was just like, why, there's no fucking room in this car. And it's an A4 or something. It's like, this is. I don't like this at all. I like the inside of Mercedes.
Aye.
Nice and roomy. Everything's simple.
That car of mine, I think that's what I like about it as well. It's kind of deceptive that it doesn't look that big on the outside, but inside you're like, Jesus Christ, you could walk about in here.
Now, we've talked a lot about cars, so let me show you some porn.
Yes, finally.
I'll have to go into my Instagram because somebody
has already sent you.
Sent this in, and...
How far in advance are you getting sent porn for the podcast?
Like the night before.
Was that a girl sent this?
Yep, shout out to Anya. Thoughts?
That couldn't have been real poo, could it?
It couldn't have been anything else, I don't think.
It could have been a chocolate cake. That couldn't have been real poo.
No, it was more of a grainy tinge. I think it did. I feel well sick.
Fuck off.
So basically,
do you know what's weirder? I've almost an easier time watching shit like that than I do watching like. Remember the one we fucking watched, it was in the Europa in Belfast.
Yeah,
like they're.
Oh, it was definitely uneasy. Yeah. That's. I mean, I'll talk you through what happened there. There was to lure you in a load of naked chicks, bro. Like whoop whoop, check out this butts, tits, squirt squirt, and then it just dramatically cut to
a big hairy man's ass
smearing shit everywhere,
and fisting
him. Dude was like fisting a wee touch. Hey, like.
Like, people are... There's enough people into that it is a category of porn.
But, like, what happened? You know, maybe if you're a dude, right? This is the only way I'm trying to break it down. If you're a dude and you're like, I fancy dudes, I like fucking dudes in the butt, okay? And then you're like, maybe, you know, like, you get really into it and you're like, you know, the smell of dump kind of gets me a bit hard because that's how I know it's fucking go time. Because I'm like, smell a dump around here. And then it just gets more and more where it's like, yeah, let's really get into this shit. And but like, even like, you got to clean that off. And it's like, what, in your shower, bro? You're going to get into your own shower in your own house, kicked with shit.
Aye.
And scraping that off. And he's going to be at it for a while to the point where, you know, you're going to have to really scrub it. The whole house must just stink.
It'd be fucking, like, that's going to go. How do you even? I don't even know how you'd work that. Like, how much water do you have to spray on a shite before it goes watery enough to go down? Obviously, a normal. My shites are water anyway. But you know, like, if you're standing in the shower, like,
oh, to break trying a to shit, load of shit. Yeah. Well, at least their shit wasn't in one lump anymore. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of like. Caked in there, but yeah, you're literally gonna have to scrub and scrub and scrub and then scrub your fucking bathroom and all that shit. Rough.
I was nasty.
That's some nasty shit. You nasty motherfucker.
You motherfuckers need Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, that was fucking gross. Let me just turn off the fucking.
And sent from a girl too. Respect to you.
What's this? And that's the last message. Fuck me. In the horse. Right, we'll hit some questions because we've done 49 minutes. Like, it's nothing. You know, we just did that, bro.
Do you remember One Guy, One Glass?
I remember that. I remember. Oh, it's very uneasy today. There was that. There was the same dude, actually, I think, put the fat end of a screwdriver up his fucking chap's eye.
Get Fucked. Put it on. No, don't. This is like watching fucking The Conjuring. No,
listen, we've already got fucking children right, sex dolls on the thing. I'm not going to fucking
scat porn.
Yeah, that's, look up goddamn.
Let's save it for the live one.
I just don't know. I don't know how people get into things where it's like, how is this your thing? How is this your fucking thing?
Like, I once talked to a girl, and I mean literally just talked to her, and she told me her and her ex-boyfriend would piss on each other, and I was like, that's fucking mental.
Do I know who this person is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do. I don't, that doesn't seem that strange to me. But like, it does, but not sexually, just for the crack, like, oh, you're in the shower, I'm gonna poke my dick through the door and piss on your feet.
No, but they were like sexually into it.
I don't know. I don't know why. It's like,
I don't even like pissing naked. Like, if I'm naked and just go for a piss, I feel weird because I'm like, there's dribblies. Just mean you.
Oh my god, no, it's gross as fuck. No, I don't know how anyone's into any of that shit. Like, something terrible's happened to you when you were a child.
Aye, definitely. Near died of thirst.
Like, I think I can remember, like, you know, like half dancing with someone at like a school disco when I was about at a formative age.
Uh huh.
You know, and I just remember, and she was obviously probably about a foot taller than me, like, because girls grow quicker. And I just remember going, like, she's got a big fat butt. And I think I like that now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's healthy sexual stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember the first time I saw it.
I had a boner and a bit of shit flicked on my lip. You know? And then I'm like, oh, Nutella.
Yeah, thank fuck. There was nobody flicking shit that night.
That's literally how you get fetishes, I think.
Aye.
From what I've heard on the internet. Things that happen to you when you're going through like puberty and you're getting your first boners.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember the first time I could see the leaves of a bra through a white shirt.
The leaves of
like,
a bra?
Like, you know, you see like the leafy bit of a bra. No, there's the cup and there's the fucking
the silk or the fucking lacy.
The patterny detail. Stuff, like, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, which is just why I like deadlies.
I remember there was a very hot teacher in our school, and she was writing on an overhead projector, because I'm 32 and technology didn't exist. Ka-dunk. And she was writing over the fucking thing, and literally you could see the profile of her tit and nip just dangling down. And I was like, praise be to Allah for this.
Can't fucking wait to get home.
So hot. There was a couple of, was there any hot teachers in your school?
Yeah. There was one that looked like Stifler's mum from American Pie.
Uh-huh.
I was very into that.
Big dirty sloppers.
Big sloppers, big hole.
There was a couple of cute ones. There was one that was like, she was, you know, you're just like, she's lovely.
Aye.
One of those ones.
There was one in our school. I like didn't like get any older since I left school, and I seen her in a pub in Belfast one night, and full blown was like, so what are you going? I'm a man now, you know. I've had sex with over two women.
And I've got the paperwork to prove it.
I said I've got the release forms because I'm all about consent. And would you like to come back to my mother's house?
Did you see there was a thing being retweeted about Twitter for Consent Fest?
Aye.
What's that? It was like something in Dublin where we could go and see comedy and poetry. It was called Consent Fest, and it was £10, €10, and it was going towards like a rape crisis thing. But do you know what?
I mean, give it a different name.
Yeah, bro.
Great cause, but a different name.
It's like doing a fucking cancer benefit and calling it Tumor Fest.
Yeah.
It's like
Lumbar Punctureville.
It's like fucking, it's just a bit like, isn't it?
Yeah, the name, just the name.
Well, yeah, like, but then it's also a bit like fucking, hopefully it is a good fundraiser and no one's making rakes of cash from it, because it's a bit like the Gillette thing. It's like false wokeness.
Yeah, give it a fucking,
by the way, keep your eyes peeled. There will be a large sort of cancer research fucking fundraiser on the way.
Oh, right enough.
All the lads are doing it in the black box. I'm going to do the poster.
What date is that again?
It'll be the 12th of March, sir.
Lovely.
And it'll be probably quite dear in, but it's going to great cause.
Every fucking penny of it. I would like to, I mentioned before in the WhatsApp group, us doing like a fucking, like a boxing thing or a fucking, like a big fuck off.
We'll just do a jiu-jitsu. No, because you'll win all that. I'd win the boxing one too.
Aye, but you and Dave boxing would be funny.
For about 2 seconds till the ambulance came.
Aye. Yeah. But then you'll learn how to breathe again, you'll be all right. We'll have chocolate bars on standby for you. Like, I think it'd be something in that, like
boxing, like
you do that white collar stuff, but just get a, like a ton of comedians.
It's just not fun to get smacked in the face, but
aye, but you only do it for fucking 6 minutes in total.
You don't think I could fucking do permanent damage in 6 minutes?
You're not going to be fighting me, silly Billy.
Well, then what? That could be one. That could be a draw from.
I'm going to fight Woodsy.
Oh no!
With his bad back and glasses.
Fuck's sake.
Just as a fundraiser, I'm just thinking it's a good idea.
For
Macmillan or something?
But it doesn't make sense. Why would you get fucking 6 or 8 comedians who do comedy, who do entertainment, and have them do other shit?
Because it's also a good, it's good crack.
You should do boxing and then stand up in the middle of it. Between
Yeah. Well, see, the ones that when the Kai Humphries and all those boys from Punch Drunk, I think they raised $250,000 for a wee lad that was had really rare cancer. And the way they had it was that Rod Gilbert was the ring announcer and fucking, like, it was a fuck off big event.
Oh, no doubt we could organise something unbelievable. Like, it'd be crazy. What about the fundraiser for Colin Mickey go to Thailand?
That'd be a great fundraiser. Because I'm down to see chicks with penises. No, women with willies. I'm trying to be woke. Female transgender.
That was like that Dave Chappelle bit. Have you seen the bit where he does the second special in like the belly room in the comedy store?
Her dick is poking out of her dress. That one.
What?
Her dick's poking out of her dress. That was me trying to do Dave Chappelle impression.
No, he was doing it. He was doing it about, I can't click on these names. And it was like, you know, he's like, midget gets fucked by black man. He goes, it's little person. And then he read out, so, you know, he's like, you know, he read out like a really politically correct title for porn. Like,
yeah. Little person gets gangbanged by 5 large African-American gentlemen.
It was like, of age female gets accosted by a consenting male with a penis of my size. It's wild funny.
Pornography.
I need to watch a lot more stand-up these days because I don't really do it that often. But anyway, let's hit the questions.
That's the question.
Because we're digress. I'm starving. Would you take a wee lunch?
Do you know what? I was just thinking that myself. Yeah, I'm a wee bit hungry.
Would you take a wee brunch or something?
Yeah.
We can either go for a sit-down or there's a nice deli at a new shop that's open around the corner here. Did you hear Aaron's story on that Instagram thing I put up about the rice?
No.
What a fucking dild.
Oh, with the fucking flan out of his mouth? I didn't see it actually.
I'll have to get him to tell a story on here. He's like chatting up a girl and he spat a bit of rice in their fucking coffee and she seen it and he seen it and they didn't do anything about it.
I once was on a date with a girl.
But why would you not bring that up? It's embarrassing, but it's way more embarrassing than not say anything, which is the story of my life.
Yeah. Because I remember went on a date with a girl, blew my nose, looked at the tissue, couldn't see the snot. Later on, we're having a wee bit of fucking kiss and cuddle, watching the DVD, and then I saw her look at her hand, and there's a giant fucking bogey on her hand. And she reacted like she must have done it, but obviously, I blew snot out onto my jeans.
And she touched
your jeans. And she fucking touched my jeans and then had a massive fucking grainer on her. And I was just like, never talk to me again.
I'm not good with that. I can watch scat porn before I can watch it. I was on a bus, the rugby match one time. And you know the windows on buses, like they just clink down, like clink, like that. And the one where I was sitting was closed. Or was open, and then the guy in front of me, his was closed, and he stood up and he was like, and spat out the window, and it went out and whipped back in with the wind. And this guy just turned around with a big spit. He's like, "You fucking cunt!" And he just had this fucking big boomerang snot across his face. So disgusting. Like, it was very funny because it happened like immediately.
No, see, I ain't topping out. That makes me fucking vomit. Don't it?
It was so cool.
Next question. Well, right. What else happened?
Ah, shit, the bed, bro. This face ID thing is doing my tits in a wee bit. Okay, whatever. Probably, what do you think of that new Power Rangers UFC belt? Yeah, UFC got new belts and they look like shit.
Oh, really?
But yeah, not much talking point there. What do you do or tell yourself to push to do that work that you just couldn't be bothered doing on that day? Been sitting here in the car outside my gym for 10 minutes looking for any reason not to go in and work out, and I could easily do with not missing a workout. Haha. Brendan McKenna. I go into like zone out mode.
Aye.
You just go in. Like, that's all you do. I was watching, there's a thing called there's a guy called Josh Bridges. He's like a CrossFit guy, and it's called like Pay the Man vlog or something. It's like his mate just films him working out. And he's like, don't think about anything till you're in the gym.
Aye.
He's like, just think of that as your only job, is to get into the gym.
Get into the front door. Because I always find the gym I go to, if you go anytime after like 4:30, it's packed full of people.
Jam city.
And I just can't fucking... if I look at the car parking, it's random, like, fuck it, I'm going out. But as soon as you actually get through the front door, you're going, well, actually, there's loads of room. Like, it is a gym.
Yeah, cars are bigger than people.
Yeah.
I love working out by myself, though. I actually, if I'm working out with someone else, I'll do the workout, go through the motions. If I work out by myself, I usually don't finish the workout that I wrote out because it's hectic.
Aye.
You know, so like, I'll write stuff and then getting all inventive, like, oh, this looks like fun. And then about halfway through it, I go, absolutely. This isn't happening. Like.
Yeah.
So you just don't think about, just go in, you know? Because there's a lot of days where I've said to myself, like, I'm tired, I'll just go do something. And I was like, don't put pressure on it. I'll just get in there and I'll do something. And I've got in and went fucking buck mad.
Yeah.
You know, so are you going to try and get on the Kill Tony podcast with McCann down in Dublin? No. Because I'm a professional
comedian. Yeah.
It seems fun because you're like, oh, exposure and all, but you're like, I don't give a fuck
about that.
I don't even listen to the show, like, you know, on the podcast. I don't listen to it.
You're not a fan of Even Go Down.
It's a bit fucking weird. Colm Terrell. Shout out to Colm Terrell. Must listen to the podcast.
Oh, Big CT.
Doing the damn thing, you know what I mean? Going to fucking New York, doing stand-up.
Oh, I fucking right, yeah.
Savage. Is Dave Attell your favourite ever comedian? Do you think America produces better comedians? Definitely produces better comedians, yeah. Just, I think it's the system. Obviously, like, the comedy club system is probably invented there, so it's just a better system.
I think as well, like, we were talking about this the other day, a lot of, like, the comedians you see now from the States were the ones that didn't fucking get on TV when they had that boom in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that nobody watched for years.
Yeah, so
they've just been fucking hammering it.
And then the likes of podcasts and stuff like that has brought them back round the surface type thing. Dave Attell, my favorite. I wouldn't say he's my favorite. I don't know who my favorite ever is, like, but I actually made a list when I read this yesterday. Patrice O'Neill, Dave Attell, Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Patton Oswalt, Bill Hicks,
Mickey Bartlett.
And the only other one I could think of would be like, I was trying to think of like British ones or Irish ones. I was like, Dylan Moran's probably the only one that I've watched like consistently all of his stuff. Maybe Stuart Lee, but I don't even like him.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. But yeah, Dave Attell would definitely be in there. There's something about that rhythm that he's worked out where you're like, this is perfect stand-up, where there's like, the joke is either brilliant or silly, and each joke has like two fucking outs. Like, there's two ways out of it, and there's two ways out of that, and it just never stops. Aye. Like, it's like, what do you call those designs that just fractal? It just keeps fucking reproducing itself. It's unbelievable.
He's fucking brilliant. He's one of the ones, like, because I think we like different types of stand-up sometimes as well.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched tons of Dave Attell, but I'll watch like fucking John Mulaney's special, put it back on and just watch it again from the start.
Yeah.
It seems like Bill Burr and Tom Segura, I'll just like fucking put that straight back on.
Well, it's funny because like the last thing that I watched, where I was, because there's so many specials that go out, but none of them are that special.
Yeah.
You know, like you put that Chris D'Elia thing on, you go, what in the name of fuck is this bullshit? Aye. Like, but like the last one I watched, you might have been there, was Ali Wong, where I was like, that's a special. Aye. I was like, that is a fucking good special. Yeah. Because I hadn't even watched it before, but
I watched a bit of Joe Rogan's one, the Strange Times,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't amazing, but there was one bit that really fucking made me piss myself about. He's got the type of cats he has. Have you seen this? He's got these cats that, like, their nicknames like ragdolls, because you can just pick them up and they're just chilled out. But he says every so often he'll see the cat looking out the window and the cat will see a squirrel and it's like, I remember.
Yeah. Like, he does brilliant animal stuff.
Yeah.
But he Joe Rogan's like, I don't know, like, some of Joe Rogan's early stuff is like some of the most influential comedy for me that I've ever watched. See all those bits, like, you know, about like fucking what do you call that big fat bitch, the blonde girl? Oh, I don't know, or like the Hugh Hefner bit or something.
Aye.
Unbelievable fucking bits of stand-up. But then it sort of changed as he got a bit more spacey and weedy throughout the years. But sure enough, like every fucking special, if it's an, if it's not the most killer funny shit,
there will
be like two bits in it where you're like, that's a classic rogue. You know, like the fucking Caitlyn Jenner bit?
Yeah.
Or something like that where you're like, okay, the 1 hour was worth that being like a legendary fucking 5 minutes or something.
Definitely.
You know? But dude, people are just churning shit out so much now. I don't think... I literally think... like if I think about myself, I'm like, I'm almost like a comedian who has developed through the internet.
Yeah.
So I would be better, it would be better for me to put out, you know, fucking 10 minutes every month, because I'm so scatty and short-lived. It's like there's no big classic fucking bits.
Aye.
But mine would almost be good if it was like topical and I just did it fucking 10 minutes every month, instead of like, yeah, let me save up and have a perfect... Like, because none of my shit, none of the shows are, like, themed or anything, you know? Yeah. So I would have to do, like, a themed show for it to be make sense as a big lump. Whereas now I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're that used to making, like, short videos and commenting on things that happen in real time. Then I'm like, I might just start doing that. Just fucking put out bits every month.
Aye.
And just let it turn over.
Yeah. Even sometimes, like, 2-3 minute bits stand-up can be enough. Because I think, unless, obviously, if you were doing it for Patreon or something like that, where it's...
Well, not to think about that, like, but...
Because I think that the only thing about putting stand-up out, like, constantly putting it out, is that it is actually quite hard to fucking write and get it exactly where you want the bit.
Yeah.
And it's up, you can't... Like, if you say you put a bit up and fucking everyone saw it, and then 3 months later, you're like, fuck that bit, there's an extra joke in that. It's too late.
Yeah, it's away.
It's away. Like, but then, that's the only danger of it.
But then so. You know, I'm not a person... I and you're probably about to go, I know shit. I don't develop a lot of stuff beyond like, oh, it's funny now. You know, you know what I mean? Like, I probably should, but like, it requires re-listening to stuff. And but
it depends on what you fucking on what you do though. I kind of do it. I do that naturally because I'm always like in clubs or on the road.
Yeah.
So it's easier for me to do it that way.
Yeah.
And even because I'll do Edinburgh, which means I'll have a month doing the same shit. But if you don't have to, fucking, I have nothing but envy.
Thoughts on Will Smith as the genie?
Saw the trailer last night. Suck my deck at shite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there a trailer? I thought it was just a picture. What's the movie?
Aladdin.
That was the first movie I ever seen in the cinema. Look at him, buff as shit.
It looks awful.
I've said this before. A lot of people say I look like him. Like the genie, not Will Smith.
The genie, fair enough, yeah.
Disney.
If you want Will Smith, just fast forward right to the end.
Is this just a big old fucking teasery bullshit? Who's this wee fucking... Is that Aladdin? Who's that? Yeah,
don't know him.
Oh dear, who's that? Who is that? We round and brine there.
Oh. You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell. Wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Back like a fucking barrel of snakes.
Like, not the fucking... It's one of those situations where, like, Robin Williams was amazing at that.
Oh, I mean...
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's hard.
It's like fucking rebooting Good Morning Vietnam with Will Smith.
Well...
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
I'll go watch it for sure. Like, I don't give it. I'll watch it. I don't give a shit. Like,
I want to protest outside it.
But it's you're never gonna fucking. I mean, that's all they're fucking doing is remaking shit. But it's like, it's hard because the original was a cartoon. So yeah. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Who else would you put in there?
I know. Thing is, you could just have Robin Williams, because it's gonna be the same shit. It's gonna be
No, they're
word for word the same movie. You know,
they're
going
to bring it all up the fucking date. Like, I'm sure. Robin. Well, you see, the thing is, it's like you're talking about Robin Williams.
I know.
You know, it's like if they remade fucking Dumb and Dumbers, or they probably did do that, or like Ace Ventura. Where would you start? Like,
no.
Where the fuck would you start trying to? If it wasn't Jim Carrey, where would you even fucking begin? You know, Will Smith is, he's not a comedy guy, like, really, but everyone loves it. You know, his character as a person kind of fits
the Disney sort of brand. Like,
the bill, you know what I mean? They're not going to have, like, Ving Rhames or whatever his name is.
No.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Hang on a second. Wow! What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al? Or maybe just Din? Or how about Lottie? Sounds like, here, boy. Come on, Lottie. Yo, Rugman. Haven't seen you in a few millennia. Give me some tassel. Yo.
Give me some tassel.
Do you want to just watch a Disney movie today? Get her jammies on.
I'm fucking tired of shit. But yeah, fucking, it's a big shoes to fill. Even though he doesn't have shoes. Big lamps to fill. Looking at comedians like Anthony Jeselnik, where would you draw the line on things you can and can't say on stage? You can say whatever the fuck you want on stage, and if the comedian's good enough, the joke will probably be funny.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, oh, that's a touchy subject or whatever. If it's a good comedian, they can usually talk about anything.
Yeah. Like the only problem you ever really get with stand-up is lazy intent.
Yeah, lazy intent. And also, you got to remember, why are they saying that? And it's to get a laugh. It's not the fucking, like, ruin lives or anything. It's just, it's a fucking comedian.
Yeah. That's what, the time I get offended is when it's a cunt who's just trying to be offensive. Do you know when you see, it's usually they're quite new.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck, you're not ready.
Oh, yeah. All right, fucking, you know, tough enough for us, you know, wanking on a corpse, Jim.
Exactly, yeah. This is my 8th gig, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Where were you yesterday with the waterfall? Oh. That was just a personal question. What's your take on the Liam Neeson thing? Covered it. Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, it's very fucking honest. You know, what do you want them to do? Be quiet and racist? There's plenty of fucking quiet racists.
Yeah, and they're the scary ones.
How do you feel about self-promotion? It must be easier now, but did you tackle it? But how did you tackle it at the start? How do you feel about self-promotion? Well, who else is going to promote you?
No.
If you're a fucking, you know, you're essentially like a self-employed person when you're a comedian. So it's like, you got to fucking promote your own gigs. You got to promote all that shit because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Same if you were a fucking plasterer.
Aye.
How do you find self-promotion? Oh, I do what I can do. I put fucking ads up on Facebook. I do all that shit.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Like, but I'm a lot more confident now. So if I turn around and go to the fucking
live podcast.
Go to live podcast. I mean it. I'm like, get a fucking ticket because it'll be fucking hilarious.
I think as well, people like, I'm quite bad at self-promotion. I definitely was in the first couple of years of doing stand-up because there's a wee bit of you going, am I good enough to be getting...
Yeah, there's definitely a confidence thing.
And then you get to the point where you're like, no, this is actually my job and the only way to fucking make money is to let people know about it.
Yeah. And people, you know, especially when it comes to online stuff on Facebook, I hate that attitude of like, and I've been guilty of it myself, where you're like, you know, if you're sitting at home tonight scratching your dick, maybe you might want to pop into this. It's only £3. You might get a giggle. I don't like that. I've gone complete fucking, you know, hip hop on it now, where I'm like, get to up. This fucking shit. Aye. It's gonna be brilliant. I mean, how many times, you know, people live in a different country or something, and they're like, oh, I've been seeing you talk about Lavery's for years, and I've lived away, and we came home and we went to it, and it was fucking brilliant.
Aye.
And you're like, I know. Yeah. It's taken forever to get good. Go to fucking Lavery's.
It's fucking class.
It's fucking, it's, we've ironed out all the fucking kinks. It's fucking class. Like, that last one was amazing.
That was fucking insane.
That was one of the best Lavery's of all time.
From the get-go, like, from you walk on, it was like,
yeah.
And I had people come over to me and go like, that's fucking, some guy was like, this is better than the Empire. And I was like, oh no.
And shit. Well, we care a lot about it. You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
It's like,
everybody's been invested from the start.
You work hard to fill it. You know, everyone writes the material. You know, I'm strategic about who you put on. And the way structure of the night has changed a bit, where it's like, there'd be like four shorter sets instead of someone blowing their full R on a fucking thing. keeping everyone regular, you know, is it better to see fucking Mickey for an hour once a year?
Aye.
Or is it better to just you see all the
fuck
time?
About all the time? Yeah,
you see mess about all the time. And that's like proper comedy, I think. But
I think the fact that even like the Lavery's regulars, everybody goes down with at least a new 15 minutes.
Oh, the turnover.
Do you know what I mean? The amount of material.
The turnover is quite
fucking, yeah. It's impressive.
The turnover is quite quick. Look. Like even I went to do my show in Armagh the other day and I had to like revise my material.
Aye.
Because even in from like the 5th, what was it? The 5th of January was the last time I did that whole show. And I was over it.
Aye.
I was like already trying to do new stuff. I was like, I had to go back and like look at it and go, fuck, I don't know what is this.
I went on the waterfront there 2 weeks ago and it was the same shit. I was just like, fuck, I'm sick of this stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, because the new show I think is better than the old one.
Yeah. That's why it's sort of like weird to have a new show and a new tour name and all that sort of shit. Because you're like, it's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
You could literally go to the first show, wherever it's going to be, on a tour. And then you could go to the fucking
fourth one.
Yeah. Yeah, not even the last one. And it would be different.
Like. Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, but that's comedy. Thoughts on the John McAfee doc on Netflix? I can forgive him for the murders, but cutting a hole in a hammock for girls to shit in his mouth is a bit much.
Haven't seen it, but I'll be watching it tonight.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, it's great. You know the McAfee antivirus software? He invented that, but then he lived in fucking Belize and was accused of murders and was basically running like a cult type thing. And then they were speaking to like some local fucking sex workers and they were like, he would cut a hole in a hammock and I would shit in his mouth.
Fuck me.
The guy was fucking.
How did that not come up 10 minutes ago when we were looking at fucking skat porn?
Skat. Skip it about him. Skat up. Skat. What's your thoughts on the chimps doing a wee escape? Doing a wee escape. Also, is it a curse being mates with comedians? Do you ever sit with other people and just be melted? They aren't funny. Absolutely.
Oh, all the time.
Not that I. No, that sounds snobbish. I don't mind who's there, but. Punch your stories up.
People tell
a story and you're sitting there for like 10 minutes and you're like, and then that's the end.
I was talking to somebody recently where when like a non-comedian goes, I'll tell you one better, you're like, it won't be.
I know. Fucking hell. No, it's, I mean, even our circle of people who aren't comedians.
Yeah, like, they're very funny
like
people.
The Begleys like, and fucking, you know, even Maureen Sisters and a lot of people are very fucking funny, like, just to be around. So, yeah, spoiled a wee bit, like.
It's nice to have funny people in your
life. And you can, I sort of pick up on it, like if I talk to someone, or like strangers or whatever, and you're just being polite and having a chat, you realise how funny you can be to a fucking regular person. So like, what me and you would sit and chat about when we were having a coffee, would have someone else on the fucking grind.
Aye. And we're not even blinking.
Like I was talking to a girl outside this wedding, and I was with Maureen's friend's husband and his brother. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to fucking Josh. Out in the smoking area. And this girl was like, I'm from Larne and all. And I was telling her about gigging in Larne. And then I told the story about, remember the dude running down the street? Like, do you know where the ferry terminal is? And the boat's literally pulling in, which is the size of a fucking building.
Oh.
Like, and I went, I have no idea, mate. And he just ran on. And I told that. And Nathan, like, literally, you know when you get the full giggles, like, lost his shit for about 5 minutes. And you're like, it's mad that that's just, like, a cute wee observation for, like, us that near fucking put this guy in the hospital laughing.
I was thinking about trying to write new material where you go, you find yourself going, no, that's absolutely shit. That is shit. But it'll work.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you know the tricks.
Yeah.
I said that to Niamh Maron the other day whenever you'd come up to me and went, oh, talking about this Liam Neeson thing, Black Bastards or whatever, and got funny. And I went, and at this point, you're just like, yeah, if you're going to say it, it's going to be fun. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure we know that our own dance moves at this point. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, of course, it'll be funny. And then you went on and you did the bit and like a wee line that I threw at you and whatever and another bit of, and then another punchline or whatever. And I just said, Niamh, I was like, he literally just said that to me like fucking 10 seconds ago. Like, will I go to this? And you could hear just fucking killing it. The other thing she was, and she's like, yeah, you two cunts are fucking, you know, like she was almost angry at it. You guys fuck about and go up there and everyone's killing themselves laughing though. And you're like, it's called comedy.
What do you want?
She was actually very funny.
She's class, I'm.
I love how crass she is in front of, like, girls.
Yeah.
So the girls are like, oh my God.
He's like, you fucking love what you hear, yeah.
Dirty That bit she used to do, I the first time I seen it, I laughed my head off, where she's wearing this, like, I think it's a dress, but it looks like a kimono. You know, it's like silky with a belt around it. And she's like, you know, isn't that fucking lovely? And I'll feel that. And she got some guy to feel it. And she goes, and he goes, feel it in your face. It's lovely and soft and everything. And she goes, and it's weird. Every time I take a go to the toilet, I piss all over that. After she'd rubbed it on the guy's face. I fucking killed myself. And the guy's like, oh, fuck. So funny. But I fucking, it's a good spot, mate. It's a good spot. But yeah, it is. I'll talk to anybody, like, but it is, there is that thing of like, I don't care about your work or something. You know what I mean? You're like, don't tell me about someone.
But I think sometimes people sometimes freak out talking to us because they're like, oh, they're comedians.
And they update.
They try and
yeah.
Well, be as funny as they can be. And you're like,
yeah. That's another couple I was talking to at that wedding. And the guy was like, it's funny because the guy sort of like, after a while, was like, can I be honest, man, I'm a big fan. He was like, I want to listen to your podcast and everything. And I was like, oh, fucking right. Very cool. And then he was talking away and he goes, it's mad because there's a few real drunk dudes like, yeah, I'm blender and all. And he goes, it's mad because everyone thinks that you're like, obviously I was driving, so I was just fucking sitting there. And he's like, everyone thinks you're like a full mad cunt. And he goes, obviously talking to you, you're like, you're just a normal fucking nice guy. Like, but everyone thinks you're a fucking looper.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's exactly what happens. And the things people tell me, I was like, you know, someone of, you know, you're just in a place and someone will fucking chew in the ear off you. And I'm like, that guy just told me about a sexual assault, you know, right. Just like, yeah. Thinking that he's being crazy.
I'm like, I'm a witness now for him.
I know, here, you'll love this one, blender, won't you?
Aye.
We fucking raped a girl, you know, and you're like,
bye.
It's fucking, yeah, people do. I've had it before where people try and say like disgusting things to me because they think like, oh, you'll appreciate this one.
Aye.
You mad bastard. You're taking A&E and Maureen is told you're in critical condition. What does she instantly think has happened to you? Heart attack?
I must phone Colin, let him know. Mickey's not well.
Probably heart attack.
Aye.
She'd be like, yeah. Or she'd be like, he was driving too fast.
I didn't know gout was life.
Mind gout. My sister has gout and she's skinny as fuck.
Seriously?
I think so. She keeps complaining about having a sore toe. Diabetes.
Gout and about.
Who'd win in a fight, Mickey, yourself, or Shane Todd? What, in a three-way Royal Rumble style?
I reckon I would lose, but any fight.
Fight for justice, fight for life.
Fight for the right to party.
I don't know.
You'd destroy, like...
I'd say the odds would be in my favour.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
From the get-go, but who knows? Maybe Shane might out cardio me.
I reckon Shane probably has a deep, dark, fucking what? Like, inner spy that'd come out and he'd bite you.
No, I think, Shane would be the type, like, if he won,
he wouldn't stop hitting.
He wouldn't know why, but he just couldn't stop hitting
him.
And he'd be like, oh, I want to murder.
Whereas I'm just a lover. Lover of breads. Jesus.
It was so funny one night. I think we might have been drinking and watching UFC or something, and something happened, and I was trying to explain to Maureen like what jujitsu move it was, and I was like, no, it'd be like this here, and I grabbed her, and I was not doing it for real, but it was just like, it'd be like this, and Maureen just immediately went, it's comfy. And I was like, that's not how you win jujitsu matches. She's like, no, that's warm. And I triangled her to death. Come on over to Canada. It's a beautiful country. The wonder, what a pitch. Come on over to head to Canada. It's a beautiful country. The winters are shite, but the people are very nice. You can't get a decent sausage roll, but the beer's better.
Fuck it, I'm going.
Arm twisted. See you in 10 minutes. I'd love to go to Canada. All politics aside, how much of a wee dick is James Brokenshire? Do you know who that is?
SLP?
I don't know. Let me see. I'm so...
I know, I've stopped watching. I need a fucking piss again too.
Hold on, we'll be 2 seconds.
Jesus Christ, my bladder is small and my blood sugar is too high.
I have to collect... I don't know who the fuck that is.
See, this is fucking... I actually think it's dangerous how little we know about fucking politics now because...
Oh, it's mad.
We've been so fucking, like... I don't know if it's our age group or if it's just a Northern Irish thing where you're just like, they'll do what they want and it's nothing to do with us anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm like, you know, like libertarian sort of, you know, off the grid, do what I want.
Yeah.
type thing.
I had this fucking thought the other day where it was like, when did people stop throwing shit at politicians?
Yeah, get the eggs like, out, bro.
Yeah.
When the price went up, I tell you.
That's probably what it is.
Fucking $1.99 for a lettuce.
Jesus Christ.
Just let it go bad.
Oh.
Not a question, more of an appreciation of aggressive. Oh, I played that last week. I put it on this playlist one day and it was like early 2000s rap. Uh-huh. And I was like, every one of these has the most aggressive intro. Like Fat Joe would come on and he goes, put the fucking mic on. Mic is on. And then it's, but it's like a wee love song.
Aye. Let's
love. And then he goes, your appreciation of the over-aggressiveness in late 90s rappers. Always loved a bit of Busta Rhymes telling you to nod your fucking head. Yeah. He goes, nod your head. And he goes, break your fucking neck, bitches. It's so aggressive. Actually, I want to do the podcast probably with Aaron because he would appreciate it because he's a rap fan.
Fair enough.
Whether he's in shadow. Okay. What do you think of tipping culture in the States?
I don't know. What does Aaron think of it? That's fucked. I'm going to New York next week and I'm worried about having to get my own accommodation because you have to pay a fucking tax when you leave the hotel sometimes, which is basically a tip.
Hmm.
It depends where you are. There's some places where like the tip's included in the fucking price and they don't tell you.
Yeah. But I like I like it if it actually fucking makes a difference, you know? So like right. You know, I think another tip on tipping is tip first.
Yeah.
Don't wait till the end. Just be like, there you go.
Aye. My man.
And then they sort you out. But then there's certain places, like I've talked about this before. There was like Mexican breakfast diners. I was like, it's just a fucking diner and it's really nice food, but it's real fucking basic breakfast type stuff. But like for some reason with like silver service fucking waiters, whatever, just that they're so good at like hospitality, the Mexicans, that it's just like so smooth and quick and fucking clean. Their water's refilled and there's more coffee. And but I was like, this is fucking incredible. You wouldn't eat, like, to train someone up to be that good in like a fucking cafe in Belfast, that you wouldn't get it.
Aye.
You just wouldn't get people that good. It's crazy. I didn't know what the fucking crack was. But
well,
you're like,
wages are dependent on it, I suppose.
Yeah, when you feel like that, you're like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's fucking
an extra 20 quid or something.
Well, it wouldn't go like, $20. Well, it was LA. The breakfast was fucking 40 quid.
Fuck me, sir.
Come on, what's the weirdest thing in your house apart from the 3-foot wooden spoon? Do you see that on Instagram?
I did, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing in my house? It has to be some sort of dildo.
Yeah.
My
house would be the extensive collection of martial arts weapons.
Yeah. The weirdest thing in your house might be if there might be a vegetable in the fridge.
It's not even my house, Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, I'm joking. Right. Where did you get your kitchen? It's the same as mine. Same cattle, too. I don't fucking know, bruh. This is the best question ever. Is vaping bent?
Yeah.
If it's...
I need to piss.
Stop it.
I can't help it.
All right, that's the end of fucking questions. Yes, it's bent as fuck. Right, we're out of here.
Fucking stop vaping.
Buy tickets for the live podcast. They're on sale now. It's on the 1st of March. It's going to be fucking...
Lit.
Lit the deck.
And I'm in New York next week. If you're hanging about, I'm going to go for a pint. I'm not doing any gigs. Put it that way.
Did you not get a working visa?
What the fuck? I can't afford that.
Right, hope you enjoyed the wall and... that's all we'll have for you this week, folks. What do we got? An hour and 28? What do you want from me? Right, we're out of here. Cheers for listening. Shout out to the Dead On Mafia. Go on ahead.
Cheers.
Go on ahead, Mick.
Dead On Mafia.
You might need to get your bloods done for real.
That's true. It's because I had fucking coffee. My feet are cold. My shoes. And like,
what's your feet got to do with your pisser?
If I have cold feet...
What's feet got to do with your pisser? Right, we're out of here. Respect.